So, you say you want to interview Monsieur Blondin ahead of his great feat. Just imagine, sir, how famous this man will be once he becomes the first man to cross Niagara Gorge and these magnificent falls on a tightrope.
Well, indeed, the readers of the Times will be inspired by the great Blondin's adventures. I've brought a sketch artiste and photographer with me to capture the event for posterity.
Sure, sure. Well, looks like he's about to make his attempt, so if you want that interview...
Crikey, yes. Ho-ho-ho! Okay, quick, Charlie. Yeah, you get in front of me. That's right. Yep, get a good, clear view as we go. Now, be sure to sketch as much as possible as I conduct the interview. Steady, move back. Give him room. Monsieur Blondin. Pardon the interruption.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Now, this is the first time anyone has ever dared to walk a tightrope such as this across Niagara Falls. There we go. We're 160 feet above the water. Do you feel any sense of fear?
No.
Is it your utter concentration on the rope and your balance that keeps you so calm?
Oui.
Well, moving remarkably quickly, Monsieur. No sense of fatigue as we near the other side?
No.
Well, Charlie and I will just nip along ahead of you and perhaps grab a quick picture of your triumph. Okay, Charlie, take the shot.
Yeah.
My God! He's fallen from the rope! What? Why is everyone cheering?
Never mind that, Frenchie. Congratulations! The first journalist to cross Niagara by tightrope. Fantastic achievement, sir.